the morning to your Zita. You smoothie me, I go pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack. Open the show. On this morning, let us go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, the heavens declare your glory and the earth is your handiwork. On this morning, our soul panters after you, O God. Lord, we love you because your ear is inclined to our cry. Your word directs us to love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. So help us today to love you as we ought to love. We give you all of the glory. You're mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, and you're the soon-coming King. You are great and greatly to be praised. Your greatness is unsearchable. There's no other God like you. And all the heaven and the earth, and you deserve all of the glory and the honor. You are Alpha and Omega, and it's because of your mercies that we are not consumed. Your compassion fails not. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness to us. Lord Jesus, we know that your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth because you want to show yourself strong to those whose heart is perfect toward you. So we give ourselves to you. We love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. We bless your name on this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. This has been a prayer moment with Dr. Faye Maureen from the collection of prayers in the prayer room.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The Creative Flow. Steve Asphalt, creative graphic designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Aswell has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771. The short selection that we heard after the prayer was the Martins, In Christ There Is No East or West. Job opening, project manager at the New York City Leadership Center. The mission of the New York City Leadership Center is to exponentially increase the leadership effectiveness of ministry and marketplace leaders. For more information, visit their website, www.nycleadership.com. The weekly bulletin for Dr. Faye Maureen Brand and Huldah's House Ministries and related announcements. The Dr. Faye Maureen Brand includes 90 Seconds of Inspiration, heard on the Morning Joy Show, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at gospelisgolden.com. Prayers from the Prayer Room Collection. Breadcrumbs, a book, Volume 1, Original Inspirational Quotes and Motivational Thoughts by Dr. Faye Maureen, will be published soon by motivationalpress.com, and motivationalpress.com just released a press release about the publishing agreement. The Go Tell It Communications Group which includes a social media strategy firm providing churches, ministries, and startup small businesses with social media strategy, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTellIt also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. The GoTellIt blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. The GoTellIt daily news magazine. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site accounts. Holders House Ministry Community includes three primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at holdershouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, Face-to-Face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program which can be viewed at Holders House Ministries channel on YouTube or on DVTVonline.com and in Pakistan on Bright Star TV on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelisgolden.com and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com, Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com, and the show can also be accessed at www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. Follow us on social media, on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B., our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show, and Holders House Ministries, on LinkedIn, Faye and Butler, Google Plus, Dr. Faye Maureen, YouTube, Holders House Ministries, Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler, and Clout, Dr. Maureen B. In the coming weeks, I will share exciting news about our expanded online presence. Dr. Faye Maureen and Holders House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Designer, Braids and Trades, Natural Hair Care. Contact Marion Council George at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Pollard Productions, 916-690-3953. And BizBoom Apps. Following are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org and the church Twitter account, all uppercase, U-R-I-M-C-O-G-I-C. Our service times, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. sharp. The Empowerment Zone Bible instruction and Sunday service preparation begins at 7 p.m. And new members, new converts class that will be taught in specific five-week cycles to be announced. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m., our worship celebration at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170045#. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. I will teach the Resurrection Sunday lesson. My guests today, Dr. Sylvia LaFair, Ms. Rebecca Pierce, and Mr. Chris Baker from Gibraltar, UK. Special prayers by Bishop Tyron Butler and Evangelist Carol Johnson. This concludes the general announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Thank you. and that was Moses Tyson with an organ solo, Have Thine Own Way. Be blessed by this short prayer by Bishop Tyrone L. Butler, Jurisdictional Prelate of the New York Southeast Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. We will be celebrating and having service and worshiping the Lord in our upcoming Jurisdictional Workers Meeting, March 10th through 14th. But this is a short prayer by Bishop Tyrone Butler, and then an inspirational moment with Dr. Faye Maureen.
Yeah, we do want to say that we pray a special blessing upon this tremendous effort that Dr. Faye Maureen Butler is doing. What a wonderful host, a wonderful opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through all medium throughout the world. And we pray great success upon the Blog Talk Radio. We pray great success upon every endeavor that she's doing, giving us this opportunity to spread our message abroad to all of you listeners, to those subscribers. And we just want God to continue to bless. God, we thank you even this night. Thank you for this wonderful day that you've made. Thank you for this opportunity to share through this medium with your people. God, we thank you even for the woman of God that has envisioned and crafted this vision that you've given her to spread the message of Jesus Christ to all mediums throughout the world. God, we pray for the good success of every endeavor. We pray for the people of God everywhere, God. The world is growing more evil, but we believe that even in this hour, this is the finest hour of the believer. We believe you, God, that as the sin doth abound, your grace doth more abound. As the enemy is acting out in terrorist acts and all manner of things around the world, we believe that even during this time, the believers will experience a greater outpour, a greater move of your spirit, that there is a greater witness and a greater testimony of the cross of Jesus Christ that will spread throughout the world. God, we believe you for this now. We count it done by faith. We speak it in the atmosphere, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
An inspirational moment. Don't sleep on God. Matthew 26:40-41 says, "And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We must learn to keep watch and not be asleep spiritually when we should be awake. If we love God, as Matthew 22:37 instructs, we will learn how to watch and pray. So remember the word love. L, love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. O, let God order your steps. Submit everything to him completely. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." V, give God praise for the victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." E, be excellent for the kingdom. Don't sleep on God. Love him. This has been an inspirational moment with Dr. Faye Maureen.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say you can give the blind their sight, and you can bring the dead to life. You can be the hope my soul's been seeking. I want to tell you now that I believe it. I want to tell you now that I believe it. I do, that you can make me.
Francesca Battistelli, Write Your Story. Get ready for the Prayer Conference 2014, sponsored by Bishop Frank A. White, pastor of Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ and King's Chapel Church of God in Christ. The theme, Ask, Believe, Receive. The dates, March 26 through 29, 2014. The location, Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grand Avenue, Freeport, New York. The speakers, Dr. Todd Hall, Dr. Marvin Sapp, Dr. Martha Reen. Musical guest, Ayanna George. Again, the address, 312 Grand Avenue, Freeport, New York, 11520. Information, www.zioncathedral.org, www.fawministries.org. God bless you. We are so happy to have on our show this morning a dynamic woman. This is a very exciting moment for me, Dr. Sylvia LaFair, who's done interviews. She does wonderful training. She's been on all the major networks. So we're going to bring on the phone now. She's going to be able to share some things about how we can be gutsy, especially for the women listeners in our audience. Top of the morning to you, Dr. LaFair. This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
Oh, Dr. Faye, I'm wonderful. I'm so glad to be with you now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. No, I was getting excited. I was just reading up on some of your stuff. So can you share with the listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. What happened for me is I was a family therapist, and I did a lot of work with couples and kids who were having problems in their families. And one day somebody said to me, will you come work with my senior leadership team? And I said, why? And this man said, they're fighting. And I said, so what? So he said, but Sylvia, you work with people who have to get along. Please come in and help them. So I went in, and everything I knew about what goes on in the family worked in the workplace. And from that, I just became impassioned with helping people at work do better.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us a little bit about your book and how you came up kind of with the title of the book.
Well, I have two books. I'll just very briefly mention the first one, and then we can talk about Gutsy, because that's my,
right, yeah,
my just my love right now. The first one is called Don't Bring It to Work, and it's about how what we learned in our original organization, the family, shows up in our present organization at work. You know, what we learned about fairness or favoritism or, you know, one-upmanship. We learned all that as we were growing up, and we take it right into the workplace with us, and we have to change it and transform it. So that's the first book, Dr. Faye, and the other one is the Gutsy book, and I became so impassioned with looking at how we as women can lead from the best place possible, and that's what Gutsy's about.
Yes, yes. So tell us more about, I mean, I was just reading, you know, just some of the information. I started to get excited now. One of the things is I wanted to find out, what are some of the patterns of behavior that have been handed from mothers to daughters that we need to change to become more effective leaders?
Oh, perfect, perfect question. For generations, most of us learned how to be pleasers. These are patterns that get handed from mother to daughter, from grandmother to granddaughter, from the women in the community to the younger women. Pleasers, martyrs, and rescuers. Does that sound familiar? Pick one of those. We learned very early, if we wanted to be accepted, that we would smile and say yes. We also learned that we had to jump in and do other people's work for them. I remember my own mother saying to me that if you're sitting at dinner and you make sure everybody eats first, and if somebody wants seconds, they get that even if you haven't had anything to eat. And I thought, that doesn't seem very fair. But that's what I did. Till I got that being gutsy is saying, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't work. So that's the martyr part. And rescuers, we will often jump in to make sure that everybody around us is safe and we can take care of them, you know, it's not where we need to be anymore. We're more than that now.
Yes, Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So what is the out technique that you speak about, and how can it, let's say, help me become a better leader?
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute, but I just want to tell you one so you get the patterns really clear.
Right.
So
okay.
This is about somebody who saw herself as a victim. So this mother is telling me that she's yelling upstairs to her daughter, hurry up and get ready, you're going to be late for school. And the daughter yells down, I don't want to go to school, I have a stomach ache, and besides, they all talk about me behind my back. And the mother said, that's such an old story, and besides, now you're the principal.
Oh, wow.
So you see how these patterns from when we were kids show up when we grow up.
Wow.
So here's the out technique. This is what I've come up with, Dr. Fay, and that is that the first thing we have to do is observe these patterns. And you can go to sylvialefair.com, my website, and take for free the Pattern Aware quiz to find out what the patterns are that have your name. I have 13 of them. And out of the 13, there are always two or three that have our own personal names on them, okay?
Right.
The first thing we have to do is observe them. That's the O in out. We have to be able to see them. It takes some time. I mean, I have to, full disclosure, when I realized how big a drama queen I was, I didn't like it. I didn't like realizing it. But three times in one day, people said, oh, stop the drama. Oh, that's too much. Different situations. And by that night, one of my daughters who was in college called, and we were talking, and I got upset. She said, Mom, nobody likes the drama. I'll call you back another day. And I went, whoops, I better own it.
So that's
the first thing we have to do is observe them. Observe the patterns. The next of the OWL technique, the U, is understand. And we have to really look back. We can all do it. It doesn't take years. It takes sometimes minutes to begin to see where the pattern formed when we were kids. For me, I have an older brother, and he got more attention than I did, so if I wanted attention, I just had a hissy fit. So being a drama queen started because I wanted attention as a little girl. That's where it began, and let me tell you, I can do what I could be getting an Academy Award for that. So that's the U. So it's observe, then it's understand, and the big one is the T, which is transform. And that's where you have to put a little elbow grease in, but it's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it to transform these patterns to what I call their positive opposite. So for me, when I understood that I was the drama queen and I got it from, you know, wanting attention because my brother got more attention than I did, or so I thought, the transformation of the drama queen or king is to become a good storyteller because you get the same adrenaline rush, but you're doing it for positive reasons. Make sense?
Yes, that's very easy to catch on. I mean, I use a lot of acronyms in my teaching, so this is just very, very good. Now we have a couple of minutes left because I know I have some other interviews I have to do. So I'd like to ask you, just who are some of the women you admire as gutsy women?
Well, you know, it's very interesting when I look at that. I just picked up the film. I had never seen it, of Margaret Thatcher. I thought she did an incredible job in a country where, you know, women were either just sort of figureheads like the queen. But she was in there with her sleeves rolled up. I also, it's very interesting to look at Michelle Obama, who I think is just amazing. Here's somebody, Princeton, Harvard, lawyer, and what she's doing about childhood obesity and really not, she's doing what she needs to do as First Lady with the most amazing amount of elegance. I just so respect her. And, you know, the rest of the people I could talk about are kind of closer to home. It's you know, people who don't have the big names but have made impacts on me, including my mother, who was a pretty gutsy lady.
Yes. Well, Dr. LaFleur, you are gutsy now. Can you share with the audience one more time where they can get both of your books or where people could contact you for training, for you to come and do some training? Because we've just really touched the tip of the iceberg to the audience, and I'm sorry that, you know, these interviews are so short, but this is just a wonderful introduction to a lot of the listeners about what it means to be gutsy. So can you just share with the listening audience again where they can contact you, and then perhaps we can bring you back on at another time.
Oh, I'd love that. The books can be gotten, the easiest is on Amazon. So it's Don't Bring It to Work, and the other one is Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And if you go to my website, Sylvia LaFleur, it's S-Y-L-V-I-A, and LaFleur is L-A, F as in Frank, A-I-R, just like it sounds, LaFleur. So SylviaLaFleur.com. And you can go take the quiz and call me, and all the information you need will be there.
Yes, I so appreciate you. I mean, you didn't have to take the time out of your very busy schedule and your training to come on the show, so I appreciate it. And I'm hoping to plan something, some kind of women's workshop or panel, something bigger, and we'll be in touch with you. But your books are dynamic, and what you've done, I think, to help women, even like myself, become stronger leaders is to be much appreciated. I thank you so much, Dr. LaFleur, for your time on today.
Oh, thank you for all your great work, too.
Yes, okay, take care, and we'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Dr. Sylvia LaFleur. We are just so grateful for her taking the time out of her schedule. And now we're getting ready to go to our next interview, another dynamic woman from Virginia. I believe she's a playwright, she's an author. And before I bring her on, it's just I happened to read something that she wrote about a month ago, and it so moved me. It was one evening I was coming in from work, but it hit the spot. It was right on. I said, oh, I have to get in touch with her to bring her on the show. So I'm getting ready to bring on the line Ms. Rebecca Pierce, and I'll let her introduce herself. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Fay. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show. So can you just share with the listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Rebecca Pierce, and as you said, I am a playwright and an author and a motivational speaker. For women in particular, that is my audience. I am here to empower and inspire women through the arts, and advocacy. And much of what I put on the stage or write in a book or speak about is inspiring and empowering women to fulfill their life's purpose, to walk in that purpose, and to be encouraged and know that they are not alone, and we are here to help you reclaim your joy and your spirit.
So I want to ask you about your historical thriller in a minute, but can you also share with our listening audience kind of part of your journey, how you got to where you are, you know, being a successful author and a playwright?
Well, I learned early on in my life what my gift was, and my gift is storytelling. And so as far back as I can remember, I've always had a book in my hand or, you know, a pen in my hand. I've always been writing, and so I knew very young that that was what I was going to do in some way, and I became an English teacher because I love to read and I love to write, and being that teacher, an English teacher for many years, I realized that, you know, I really need to step out more and encourage and inspire others to tap into what that gift is. And so for me, it is telling the stories that the world pretty much does not want to confront because it's so painful. And that's things like child abuse and poverty and domestic violence and things like that. But those stories need to be told because that's where healing comes from. When we tell our stories, we begin to heal. So it really wasn't until pretty much after I had my first child in 2001 that I really set out to really put my work out there and, you know, take that chance and honor the gifts that the divine has given me and really step out on faith and share what I've learned in my journey about being a woman, being a human being, and being being connected to the universe. So pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yes, and it's stuff, and it's very positive. Like I said, I don't know, I found it in, you know, on one of those online magazines. She owns it, and it was just such a powerful article. Now, I know you kind of had a book signing early this year for historical thriller, so can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, Murder on Second Street, the Jackson Ward Murders, it's a historical fiction novel, psychological thriller. It, It's set in 1929 in Richmond, Virginia, in one of the oldest black communities, Jackson Ward. In the beginning, early of the 20th century, it was known as the Black Wall Street of America, the Harlem of the South. And I'm a big mystery lover reader. I grew up reading Agatha Christie. My favorite author right now is Janet Ivanovich, the Stephanie Plum series. And when I found out about this community, I said, you know, what would happen if someone was killing women and dropping their bodies off in this very, very wealthy Negro affluent neighborhood in Richmond? How would they handle that? So the Divine gave me the story of Cy Sanford. He's a very unique character in American literature in that he's a World War I African-American male veteran. He's come back home to the South to find that things have not changed. There really is no freedom, quote-unquote freedom, in the South. But, you know, he's all the community has to solve the murder because the white sheriff of the town won't do anything about it because these are, as he says, these are, you know, Negro women dying. Who cares? But the community cares. And so this is really a story about a very battered and abused, broken man who's an alcoholic in the age of prohibition and how he, you know, the community calls on him to help stop these murders. And it costs him a lot to do this. But it's a really unique story. It's a really unique story, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, yes, and it sounds very exciting. I just love how you shared how you were a storyteller. So in a couple minutes that we have left, before you tell us where we can get some of your information, what kind of advice would you give, let's say, to a younger woman who wanted to get into some form of storytelling, whether it was writing short novels, longer books, or if they want to teach? What advice would you give them, career advice?
Well, I actually started my own agency because of that very question. I was meeting a lot of young people and older people who felt like they had a story in them, but they didn't know how to write it, how to get it out. And as an English teacher, I taught composition and literature, so I teach writing all day long. So the one thing that I always tell people who call the Pierce Agency and want to know how do I get started, well, the first thing you do is you got to get the story out of your head. And one of the ways you can do that is you know, begin to, I teach a session on this, you got to accept, first of all, that you've been given this story. And then you need to honor that and commit to that by finding a place of solitude to begin to purge yourself of the story. And you could either do that through writing in a journal, just whatever's in your head, just write it down. It doesn't have to be in order. The story does not have to come intact, but you have to get it out. So whether you write it down or you record it onto your phone or you record it onto a tape recorder, first, more than anything, you must purge yourself of the story. And you have to own that you've been giving it. Don't worry about if you don't have, you know, the education. You're not a good writer. Your mechanics are bad. Your grammar's horrible. That's what editors are for. That's what we do. We go back in after you've given us the text and we clean it up. That's our job. Because nobody was born Shakespeare. I always tell my students, nobody was born Shakespeare. So if you have a story idea that you think would make a great story, you know, you need to work with a team. You need to build a team. Get with an agency that can really help you take it from your head to the paper to publishing. And that's a challenge because you got to really, really, really understand that once you put a story out there, you've opened yourself up to the world for the good and the bad. But own that and be grateful for the fact that you've been chosen. So get it out of your head first. Write it down, whatever's there, or record it, whatever is there, just get it out, get all of it out, and then you seek out the people that can help you organize it and structure it, and that's what my agency does.
That is excellent. Thank you so much. So now how can they contact your agency or get in touch with you about reading some of your stuff or buying your books? What is the best way for the listening audience to reach out to you?
Well, the best way to find out, you know, definitely to get advice or information on how you can get started writing, you could, you know, you can Google the Pierce Agency, LLC.com, and that's PIERCE.com. Email me, Rebecca, at thepierceagencyllc.com. My book, Murder on Second Street, as well as my newest mystery novel, Sex, Lies, and Shoeboxes, that's all available on Amazon.com. Just, you know, Google Rebecca with a K-A-H-L Pierce, or, you know, the book titles on Amazon.
Right.
We're redeveloping my website. We're redeveloping that. You could always, you know, contact me at RebeccaPierce.synthesite. That's S as in Sam, Y as in yes, N as in Nancy, THASITE.com. And you can check me out there. Basically, just Google me because I'm, like, everywhere.
Yeah, no, you're
just
right.
Google
no,
Rebecca.
You know what? And that is, you know what? I'm finding that out. You know, that's the power of Google. So doing these hashtags and doing things, that is the power of Google. People learn that. But I do appreciate your time, and I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling better, and you are a true inspiration just of being a storyteller. And to so many people out there, yes, they are also storytellers, and we've seen the success of so many, even African-American storytellers who have hit shows on TV. So I thank you so much for your time, and you know, we'll be in touch, and thank you for your encouraging and inspiring words.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a good day, okay?
Okay, you take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that was Miss Rebecca Pierce, a storyteller, author, playwright, and I would encourage you to check out the Pierce Agency. And then we also heard from Dr. Sylvia Lafayette. I'm going to share with you now one of my dear sister friends from the New York City area who is a powerful woman of God. I asked her to submit some prayers to me, and this is just a prayer. Evangelist Carol Johnson out of the greater New York area praying, how long?
Have now I declared in my word, clean, ha-na-na-bo-sha, clean, ta-na-na-na-take, clean, ka-na-na-ro-ro-sha-man-da, clean hands, and a pure heart, isha-na-na-toko, re-ba-ba-sa-tende, how long will you go whoring after other gods? The eyes of the Lord are in every place. I am beholding the evil. I am beholding the good. Have not I declared in my word that also the mind saith God in that prison cell that soul belongs to me? Incarcerated, but he's mine. Ribasatananda, Rotokomana Shabaya, oh, ye of little faith, Rishaneke, Rotonono Skabaya, Rishataramandia. You've received the report from your doctor, but whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? Do you know my report? Have you recognized me? Rishatamaya, Rishatokoro Shabaya, Rishatabendia. Have you even read my word? Ishatamandia. I'm calling a Tereshanda. I'm calling a Karadono Shabaya for clean hands of my priest. Rishamanaya, Rusotokomandia. Have not I declared in my word, touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean things, saith God. Ishamananoroshaba. How long, Masinionoskamania, will you defile my temple? How long? Ishamananosotonimania Roskamania. How long? Ishatananobebebasandia. How long will you abuse my grace? How long, Masinononoskamanioskabaya? How long? I've called you tonight to repent, saith God. Repent for the unclean thing. Yes, my grace is sufficient. Yes, my grace is sufficient. I want to bless you more than you desire to be blessed. But I see your heart that it's afar off, saith God. You're trusting in chariots. You're trusting in politics. You're trusting in man. Only when the arm of flesh fails you, then you cry out to me, O man of God, Rashatanaya, O pastor, O pastor, O namasana nabasikararabosha, Ishatereni ondori svendiasaya. You're calling everyone for a word. O Timisana, when will you fall on your knees and lay before me, saith God? I want to commune with you. I want to speak to you. I want to show you the mysteries of my word. I've commanded you to feed my flock. Feed them my word, saith God. Feed them my word, saith God.
It's that time of year again. It's tax season. Let J&L Tax Preparation and Planning Services assist you serving the greater New York City area. Emmanuel Joseph is a CPA. Call him, 718-227-0200. Churches and ministries and small businesses, they can also help you with keeping your books. I am a satisfied client of J&L. So call Mr. Emmanuel Joseph at 718-227-0200. 227-0200. Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com. 855-680-3235. Holders House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much. Our next interview is a delightful gentleman from Gibraltar, UK, Chris Baker, who talks a whole lot about self-sabotage, and we were not able to play the entire interview, but we're going to play a bit of the interview, and he does share with us the information where you can get in touch with him for some more of his information, talking about strategies for life and helping us overcome self-sabotage. Mr. Chris Baker from Gibraltar, UK.
I can talk about life strategies. I can talk about me. What would you like to know?
No, but that was pretty good. I just wanted to share a little with our audience, at least where you're calling from, Gibraltar, UK, so that's great. But I do want to talk about some of the things that you do. I mean, you do some wonderful things with life strategies, and there's so many things you could talk about, but I know we don't have a lot of time. So I want to talk a little bit about self-sabotage today, and what do we really do, Chris? How do we sabotage ourselves? What do you do? How does that happen?
It's far more common than most people think. For example, if your cell phone message says, leave a message and I'll call you when I can, then any time that you do not call them back 100%, then you've actually told a lie. You've actually said, I'll call you, and you don't. And given that we're all truth and at base, then that is self-sabotage. You're telling somebody a falsehood. It may not be a deliberate falsehood, but it's a subconscious falsehood. And self-sabotage generally is unconscious. It's not conscious. Here's another way. Have you ever heard anyone say, I can't afford it, I don't have the time?
Yes, yes.
Most people say that much of the time. And yet the interesting thing about time is that everybody in the world has exactly the same amount, 24 hours every day. And if some people manage to actually do the activity that they're saying they don't have time for, then it's actually not true they don't have time for. What it actually means is that it's not high enough on their priority list, and they would rather do something else. Pardon?
No, go ahead. You're about to say.
Sorry. I think you were saying it's I'd rather do something else, and that's exactly right. But when you say I'd rather do something else, then that's actually not the same as the subconscious untruth, I do not have the time. Let's come back to the cell phone message. Most people prefer to wrap things up. They don't actually want to tell the truth. I mean, if they told the truth, their cell phone message would say something like, you know what, leave a message if you want to when I get it. Perhaps I'll call you back, but if I don't feel like it or I can't be bothered, then I won't. But don't take offense, because this is true for everybody, not just for you. So whether you leave a message or not, I don't really care. That's actually the truth. But how many people speak the truth?
So that's important.
Yet the Bible.
More things. Yes, go ahead, sir.
No. This is a conversation between two of us. Say what you can say.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, as you were describing that, it's so true. It'd be better for us just to speak the truth, just say, you know, leave the number, leave a message after the beep, and not even make any promises. And I think you're about to really speak to us about how we can overcome some of this self-sabotage. I guess don't make promises we can't keep. That's one thing I would say, right?
Absolutely. So the important thing there is be very, very careful about what promises you make, because our internal power depends in part upon how much integrity we have. And there's no integrity in making a promise and then not keeping it. In fact, you lose integrity every time you make a promise and then can't keep it. I'm actually coming to the conclusion that the reason why some people are such inveterate liars is because they've told so many untruths in their lives that they actually can't remember what the truth is and what wasn't. Because they've told so many lies. They've said, this is true to one person, that's true to another, no, that's true to somebody else. And when you tell that to 10 people, who the hell, what did you say to who? And which one's the truth anyway? How do you remember?
That's so true. This is good. And your point about integrity, that is absolutely on point. People must have integrity, but this is like really critical. I know you do a lot of stuff, but the reason I wanted to speak about this whole idea of self-sabotage is because I knew you would just make some really, really very excellent points using a very basic example. An example you use with the cell phone message is a very true example. That's just a wonderful thing.
And so be very, very careful about the promises you make, because they're inevitable. You have two choices. You can either accept it or reject it. But the line I like about rejecting change, the one that goes, and this is not original to me, but it's a wonderful line, is that when you reject change, you're looking at what's happening, and you're standing there thinking, my God, God's got it wrong. God's passed his sell-by date. He's obviously old and senile. He doesn't know enough about the world as much as I do, and if only he'd get his act together, then he'd understand how the world really should be. I know better than God.
And we know that's not the case.
Isn't
that
wonderful?
It is. This is so enjoyable. This is really so enjoyable. So, Chris, can you share with us before we have to hang up, we have to get to another interview. Can you give the audience information about how they can contact you via the internet and get some of the material?
Absolutely. Life Strategies has a website. It's www.lifestrategies.net. And when you go to Life Strategies, you can start either at the front page or anywhere.
And that was our interview with Chris Baker, and you can go to lifestrategies.net. He's just a very interesting gentleman. We enjoyed the conversation. Well, we thank all of our guests on today, including him and Dr. LaFair and Ms. Rebecca Pierce. They were all tremendous. But we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next Monday. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, signing off as we end the show with Big Daddy Weave singing The Only Name. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you. Promote your ministry or your business right here in this spot. For only $25, we will air your commercial for 4 shows. Written ads are welcome. Submit your ads or MP3 voiceover files to topofthemorningradioshow@gmail.com. We can record your MP3 for you, but that is not included in the base price. Please inquire. Just send us an email. We do accept general ministry donations, which are tax deductible. Email us at topofthemorningradioshow@gmail.com.